Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff is a longtime, outstanding member of my Brain Trust, all the way back to 1999. We've already had our 14th anniversary with him. He is the Chief Home Officer, the author of a number of books on that topic, and he's our good friend, the award-winning Jeffrey Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
After that intro, I hear the applause going off. I hear the fans going crazy, holding their cell phones in the air.
They're giving you a sitting ovation even as we speak.
There you go. Don't stand up while you're driving your cars on the morning commute.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging out with us.
Always great. Thanks.
So, in my new book, which you've had a peek at, The Age of the Customer, there's one chapter called Social Media Arose by Any Other Name. But in that book, in that chapter, I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media.
And there's plenty of all three.
And the ugly, as I remember, is the difficulty that small businesses have in finding our ROI in social media.
Yeah, and I think we try and put traditional ROI, you know, return on investment metrics against social media, and it's like
it's advertising or something.
Like it's advertising. I was just going to say, it's like, you know, people will hire a PR firm and say, okay, why didn't the phone ring the next morning? Well, that's not what PR is all about. That's not what social media is all about. And if you go into it thinking that way, then you're probably going to have a failed experience and you know, sort of let down and say, I tried it, it failed, I went back to, you know, whatever it is you were doing before. And it's not to say whatever you were doing before should be, you know, you should cease when social media comes along, but it should be part of the, if you're a farmer, you should have advertising out there, depending on your market and who you're reaching out to, but maybe some advertising, maybe some marketing, maybe some yellow pages if you're a retailer, you know, maybe or online listings and the like, but also social media is an important tool that we can use, and we can self-cultivate it. We can sort of, you know, nourish it and cultivate it on our own, because you don't know when it's going to pay dividends, but it's out there. Your name is out there, and it becomes, in as much as, you know, you tell your kids not to put their pictures out there and not to say things they wouldn't say, wouldn't want others to see, you certainly want things out there about your business that is positive, because you never know when a search is going to land on your name and potentially drive some traffic.
Well, the thing that I think about social media is it's a way of getting your business, your ideas, your values, what's going on, what you're thinking. It's a way of getting that out there and connecting with other people.
Right.
But it's also what I love talking about with regard to worker bees.
Right.
Social media becomes a worker bee. I like worker bees like a proposal. I love giving proposals, and I encourage people to give proposals. I like handing out my business card, right? We all do, right?
Absolutely.
You give somebody a business card. When you give somebody a business card, you don't expect them to look at the card and say, wow, let me have some of what you sell. You know, it's one of those things that hopefully they'll put it in a file or something, and one day they'll return to it, like a proposal that they might return to. Social media is a worker bee that gives you the ability to put your ideas and your values out there for other people to see and hopefully connect with on their own time.
Yeah, I think that's part of what we miss with much of this stuff. I mean, it's not like we're running an ad today for a special this weekend, and so the register's got to ring in order to see. When you talk about ROI, that's ROI. But when you're talking about social media, and social media can be, you know, a Facebook fan page or, you know, a business page. Social media can be your blog or your, you know, a website with some interactivity.
Or a video.
Or a video.
A Vimeo or a YouTube channel.
Right. And these are all, you know, YouTube can be, has a few more steps involved. You know, having video can have a few more steps. Doesn't mean it's difficult, just has some more steps that you need to come to understand.
But boy, how powerful can it be?
And you know what, and I think one of the things that people forget about, for example, with video, is the search, you know, at one point, and I don't know if it's still the case, the second most used search tool on the internet after Google was the YouTube search bar at the top of the YouTube page.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you got to think about how people are searching. So whatever you do, whether it's you're creating a LinkedIn presence for yourself, whether you're creating your own Facebook fan page for your business, whether you're creating a YouTube channel for your business, keywords are all important. Think about what it is that you do, what people likely will be searching for to find you, and then make sure you cultivate those. And make sure, you know, one of the key rules, or a couple of the key rules of social media, is make sure it's on topic, make sure it's current, and make sure it's refreshed. So you constantly want to be on the topic people are looking for. It's what they're looking for, and it's when they're looking for it.
And so, especially, and this is something that's really powerful, Jeff, if you have a local business, make sure your indexing is based on local.
Right, right.
Make sure that if you're selling lawnmowers, and your YouTube channel is about changing out of the blade on the lawnmower, make sure that pops up on the top when somebody, you know, puts in your town, or when their IP address locates them near you. It'll do that too.
Right.
It'll help you find it. Local search is huge, and this is where you can use social media to populate that local search.
It's funny how it's kind of anachronistic, so to speak, at the beginning of this conversation, showing how I'm not that old, but how old I am.
Pretty
and
old,
my
yes.
thinking. I'm old. Okay, get over it. So where I've said Yellow Pages, and local search is the new Yellow Pages. You might go to YP.com, but you got to think about, okay, well, I'm not going to run an ad in print somewhere, but you have to make sure that the, quote, ad that you run or the presence that you garner is ideal for your marketplace. And so it becomes local search. And it's important that, you know, a number of clients that I work with, when I'm writing copy for them for their blog or something online, I make sure that, you know, again, we're in South Florida. So I make sure that if their market is South Florida, it might be Miami, it might be Fort Lauderdale, it might be Boca Raton, those words, along with their what they do, not necessarily their name, but what they do, is part of the way we write the copy, so that it says, because if people knew your name, they wouldn't need search.
And you know what, Jeff? All the things we've been talking about doing, other than time, the cost is amazingly low. And
right.
and in many cases, it costs nothing out of
right.
pocket.
Absolutely. And like you said, other than time, because it does
so
take
time.
So
think about that. I mean, here's small business owners. We're trying to get them to carve out, all these years we've been trying to get them to carve out a budget, a marketing line item for, you know, spend money on marketing and advertising, which most of them don't. Now you can do something like that and without spending a lot of money. Folks,
right.
Social media is perfect for small business, but you got to have patience. You got to have discipline. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Twitter IPO.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.